Nearly half of rural Americans don't have access to broadband internet, the high-speed connection many of us take for granted. In 65 counties across Kentucky, Ohio, and West Virginia, the majority of residents don't have access to broadband. That's a quarter of all the counties in those three states. Benny Becker reports some rural communities are banding together to get connected.
Jamelia Lewis lives in the mountains of Letcher County, Kentucky. It's a place with a strong sense of heritage.
This is the house where I grew up.
Lewis has stayed home to help take care of her parents. She's had a hard time finding work because there's something missing.
I was actually offered a job where I could work from home, but there's no internet.
The lack of internet has made homework a challenge for Lewis's children, especially for her younger son, who's visually impaired. The school has loaned him an iPad that he can use to zoom in on the text in his assignments.
But he can't do that here because we don't have any internet at all. I feel like he's getting left behind, and that's not fair.
Tina Sparkman lives nearby on a farm that's been in the family for generations. Her family's only choice is satellite internet, which isn't very reliable.
On a good day, you can watch a three-minute video if you let it buffer for maybe 10 minutes. And if the wind's blowing, the satellite isn't working.
Sparkman worries about what will happen after her son finishes college.
My children won't come back here to live if things don't change. Our heritage will die here with my generation.
There are about 600 homes in the area that don't have any options for broadband internet service. In rural communities, that's not so unusual. The latest federal data shows that nearly half of all Americans living in rural areas don't have access to broadband internet. In Kentucky, state officials have been pushing to expand broadband access for years. Eastern Kentucky, long known for coal mining, is represented by Congressman Hal Rogers, who hopes the internet can help the area rebrand.
Silicon holler.
Rogers has worked with two Kentucky governors on a project called Kentucky Wired, which would build a fiber optic network across the state. The Eastern Kentucky section was scheduled to go online in 2016, but the state is still working to get the rights it needs to hang cables on utility poles. And here's one more reason not to hold your breath. The network won't connect directly to anyone's home. Letcher County and four of its neighbors have teamed up to make a plan for how to get homes connected. A consultant, Eric Mills, told the group they should expect a cost of $40,000 a mile to install a fiber optic network.
It's expensive, but it's essential. And as a region, we can't afford not to get there.
Letcher County seems to have taken that message to heart. The county government created a broadband board made up of volunteers from the community. When the board met in Line Fork, Jamelia Lewis, Tina Sparkman, and dozens of other residents were there. Board member Harry Collins tried to get the crowd excited.
This group can bring you the information highway, and that's what we're here to do.
The board announced that they were applying for a $1.5 million federal grant to install broadband internet in Line Fork, Kentucky. In West Virginia, a new law was just put in place that seems to build on some of the lessons learned in Kentucky. It was introduced by Delegate Roger Hanshaw.
I represent Clay, Calhoun, and Gilmer counties.
One part of the new law aims to prevent delays when trying to get access to utility poles. Another section encourages West Virginia communities to band together so that they can apply for federal money.
Support for this was incredible because the members talk every day to the small business owners who are having trouble processing credit cards.
It may still be years before these communities get access to broadband internet, but in places like Line Fork where people are coming together, hope is within reach.
I'm just hoping my little boy can get his education.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Benny Becker in Whitesburg, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WEKU.